The morning of your life is the best time to build a fortress for your success. And soar just like the eagle. Join us today for insight, anointing, secrets, and the word that will awaken the giant with you and make you a pace setter. It's time to be the best and be the best. The Eagle Hour with your host, Dr. DK Olukoya.
God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya. You are most warmly welcome to the Eagle Hour, a program for those who have rugged determination to succeed, a program for those who want to learn the ancient secrets of beating the best and becoming the best. God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you because your word is the everlasting word and your power is the everlasting power.
We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the adoration. Today, lay your hands upon your children. Today, open our understanding. Today, anoint us by your power. Today, anoint us by your strength. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Today, we continue our series, Every Youth a Bible Student. We go straight away into the symbols of the Word of God. For example, the Bible says the Word of God is like a hammer. It also says the Word of God is like a fire. That is, the Word of God is like a fire, a great purifier, which destroys all that is false and leaves only the genuine metal. The Word of God is like a hammer, which rouses and strengthens the life and conscience, crushing everything that is evil within the heart. Let's look at symbols of the Word of God and the Bible. One, the Word of God is considered to be a hammer to convict. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. As this to say, it's not my word like as a fire, said the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. So the Word of God, number one, is a hammer that convicts. Number two, the Word of God is a fire to refine. Number three, the Word of God is a mirror. In James chapter 1, verse 23. So for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, it's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. So the Word of God is a mirror to reflect. The Word of God is a seed. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The Word of God, number 5, is a lover. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, a lover to cleanse. Number 6, Word of God is a lamp to guide, a lamp to guide. In Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Word of God is like rain and snow. Rain and snow. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that he may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. That is the Word of God. Number 8, the Word of God is like a sword to cut. A sword to cut. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12,
For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is a bow for revenge. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 9. It says, "Thy bow has made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, thou didst cleave the earth with rivers." The word of God is gold to enrich. In Psalm 19, verse 7, it has this to say, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." The word of God has power, is power. That's power to create faith. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And number 12, the word of God has power to nourish. That's why the Bible calls the word of God milk for babies in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. It calls it bread for the hungry in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. It calls it meat for people in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 to 14. It calls it honey for dessert in Psalm 19, verse 10. The word of God is food to nourish. Mark chapter 13, verse 31. We read, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." The Bible has proved itself true. Science also has proved the Bible true. Let me take this one by one. In Job chapter 26, verse 7, we read, "He stretcheth out the net over the empty space, and hangeth the earth upon nothing." Bible tells us, as far back as in the book of Job, chapter 26, verse 7, that the earth is floating. We have a floating earth. Men used to believe that the earth sat on a large animal by a giant called Hercules in 1500 BC. Science did not discover this thing that scripture has said until 1650. The invisible composition of materials is also confirmed by scripture. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, it says this, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Science has discovered that everything we see is composed of things that we cannot see, called atoms. The Bible talks about the shape of the earth as far back as in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22. "It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in." The Bible tells us that the earth is a circle. Men discovered later that it was round. Someone was even killed for suggesting that it was round. In the Bible, we see a little bit of the science of oceanography, which started by Matthew Maury, 1806 to 1873. Matthew Maury, 1806 to 1873, is regarded as father of oceanography. But if you read Psalm 8, verse 8, something is very interesting. Psalm 8, verse 8. said the fowls of the air and the fish of the sea and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. So it made us to understand that there are paths in the sea. How about the radio waves and the waves that we see these days? In Job chapter 38, verse 35, has this to say, "Canst thou send lightnings, that they may go and say unto thee, there we are?" This is giving us indication about the radio waves and X-rays and wireless communications. How about the water circles? In the Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 7, "All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full, until the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again." The water circle. This is a very, very interesting matter to show the validity of Scripture. And I want you to understand this very well. How about Amos chapter 9, verse 6? Says this, Amos chapter 9, verse 6. "It is he that buildeth his stories in the heavens, and that founded his troop in the earth, he that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name." How about the hammers? In Job 28, 25, the Bible says, "To make the weight for the winds, and you weigh the waters by measure." So long before it was recognized that air had weight, in the 16th century, the Bible says that it did. The Bible laws of hygiene, they are also there. In Leviticus chapter 15, verse 13. "And when he that hath an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean." The Bible also warns us against contaminated food. Exodus 22, verse 31. "And ye shall be holy unto me, neither shall ye eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field. Ye shall cast it to the dogs." This is a very, very serious matter. And then, in Leviticus chapter 7, verse 22. "And the Lord speak unto the children of Israel, saying, ye shall eat no manner of fat, of ox, of sheep, of goat, and the fat of the beast that died of itself, and the fat of that which is done with beasts may be used in any other use, but ye shall in no wise eat of it." So the Bible talks about the dangers of eating fat. Saturated fat which comes from animals cause a lot of diseases, which has been discovered now. This is a very, very serious matter. Even the quarantine that people are going through now during this pandemic period, in Leviticus chapter 13, the principle is set forth in Scripture. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 46. "All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled, he is unclean, he shall dwell alone, without the camp shall his habitation be." These are past prescriptions. The Scripture teaches us about plant biology. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. The light came first." In verse 6, "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And it was so." So the light came first, the water followed. Then verse 9, "And God said, let the waters and the devils be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so." So the light was created, the water was created, the soil was created. Then in verse 11, "And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so." The Lord now created plant life
in that order. The plant would not have existed without the light, without the soil, without the water. The archaeology, Sodom and Gomorrah, Wall of Jericho, and all kinds of archaeological facts have proved the Bible true. This is why you know that the Word of God is eternal and it has integrity. People have tried to destroy the Bible. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Fools have tried to discredit the Bible. All kinds of people have waged war against the Word of God, but they have not succeeded in killing the Bible. There is a wonder in the fact that it is indestructible. There is a wonder of its prophetic accuracy. There is a wonder of the absolute honesty of the Word of God. There is a wonder of historical accuracy. There is a wonder of its amazing circulation. There is a wonder of its divine revelation. There is a wonder of its freshness. There is a wonder of its amazing unity. There is a wonder of its unique teaching. There is a wonder of its power in the lives of men. There is a wonder of its power to save. Then there is the scientific accuracy, which we have discussed. This book of the Bible gives you a chance to see how other men made their choices and the results of the choices they made. Joseph's choice in the prison house of Potiphar and Daniel's choice in the king's vegetable rather than meat. Paul paid a glorious price when he chose his lot with the early Christians. Christ made a marvelous choice when he set his face towards Jerusalem at the Garden of Gethsemane and the judgment hall. Adam's choice cost him Eden. Esau's choice cost him his birthright. Achan's choice cost him his life. Lot's choice cost him his womb and his property and his head. Absalom's choice cost him his father's throne. Saul's choice cost him his kingdom. The rich young ruler in the Bible, his choice cost him the companionship of Christ. Judas's choice made him to lose his apostleship. Demas' choice made him to lose his discipleship. Pilate, Agrippa, Felix, they chose wrong and missed immortality. Ananias' choice fooled no one but himself. Caleb and Joshua's choice made them to enter the promised land. Jonah's first choice nearly shipwrecked him and the crew. Listen carefully, beloved. The book will give you a chance to see how other men chose and the results. There's a contrast between Abraham's choice and Lot's choice before Sodom. There's a contrast between Moses' choice of his fellows rather than the riches of Egypt. This is the power, the integrity, and the validity of the Word of God. It is therefore important for you to study this book. Study so that you can be an instrument in the hands of God. Meditate so that you can have good success. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word of God with all readiness of mind and studied the scriptures daily, so that those things were so. A vital way of both hearing and receiving from God is via the Bible. Not only does the Bible empower us, but it gives us insight or revelation about the Father. But you see, Satan in his evil wisdom has downplayed the study of the Word of God, knowing fully well that our ignorance empowers its effectiveness. God bless you in the name of Jesus. In case you are listening to me and you are not born again, you need to surrender your life to Jesus by saying what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. You said that short prayer with me. I congratulate you. Thank you for surrendering your life to Jesus in this program. We will continue to uphold you and follow all our instructions. God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for your children who have joined this program. As they pray these prayers, give them uncommon breakthroughs. Give them uncommon testimonies. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. It is time to pray now. Say, Holy Ghost, empower me to become a student of the Word of God. Holy Ghost, empower me to become a student of the Word of God. Holy Ghost, empower me to become a student of the Word of God. Holy Ghost, empower me to become a student of the Word of God. Holy Ghost, empower me to become a student of the Word of God. Holy Ghost, empower me to become a student of the Word of God. Holy Ghost, empower me to become a student of the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Father, my Father, my Father, shed the light of your glory upon my soul. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my Father, my Father, shed the light of your glory upon my soul. In the name of Jesus, oh God, shed the light of your glory upon my soul. Just tell the Father to shed the light of his glory upon your soul. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, I fire back every arrow of spiritual dullness in the heart. In the name of Jesus, I fire back every arrow of spiritual dullness in the heart. In the name of Jesus, just fire it back, arrow of spiritual dullness. Fire it back, arrows of spiritual dullness, fire it back in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Holy Ghost, arise. Create hunger for the Word of God in my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, arise. Create hunger for the Word of God in my heart. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, arise. Create hunger for the Word of God in my heart. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, arise and create hunger for the Word of God in my heart. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, arise and create hunger for the Word of God in my heart. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, arise and create hunger for the Word of God in my heart. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I bind and cast out every spirit of mind confusion and forgetfulness. In the name of Jesus, I bind and cast out every spirit of mind confusion and forgetfulness. In the name of Jesus, I bind and cast out every spirit of mind confusion and forgetfulness. In the name of Jesus, yes, bind them, cast them out. The spirit of mind confusion and forgetfulness, bind them and cast them out. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Father, we thank you for our children who have gathered at this program. And we thank you for the entrance of the Word of God. We thank you for the teaching. We thank you for your glory and power. I pray that as many as have listened to this teaching will be strengthened by the inner man. That your Word will dwell richly in them in the name of Jesus. That you will become a Bible addict. The hand of God, the power of God will overshadow you. And the Word of God will overshadow your life in the mighty name of Jesus. As you study the Word, you go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Let us share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.